Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey, Oklahoma. This summer, pledge to stand united behind the grill. Walk with pride with beef in your shopping carts. Because beef is what's for dinner, and dinner brings us together. After all, we may be a country with countless tastes, but united we steak. Join together at unitedwesteak.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
You've just heard a taste of a new national campaign launched by the Beef Checkoff called United We Steak. The campaign will be featured in national advertisements on digital and social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. The advertisements will also be shared on video platforms including YouTube and Connected TV in an effort to inspire Americans to grill up their favorite beef meal. To learn more, visit UnitedWeSteak.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families.
Feeder cattle were down about a dollar in the first couple of months here, with September down $1.07 at 140.60. The 140.37 was the low. The October's down $1.20 at 142.50. November's down 40 at 143.72. And in January, March, April, May, down 30 or 40 cents here. So really the weakness was on the front end of the feeder cattle market. OKC West today, this isn't official, but looks like it's going to be 3 to 5 cents higher, a pound higher. So that's a welcome sight despite the futures being lower. Live cattle today were down 62 in October at 106.47. It looks like there's some 103 trade in the south. So that's quite a bit of a discount to the October futures, but still, 45 days out till that thing will expire. December's, on the other hand, we're up $1.11. Or up 7 at 111.65. February is up 12 at 116.15. And then midday box beef prices, looks like they were going to be down about a dollar on choice to 215.08. Select down 104 to 205.24. That choice select spreads down to just under $10. That had been quite a bit wider than that, of course. And then the day's hog market is continuing to give it back, down $1.32 in the December hogs, would put them at 61.72.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's Pollard Farms' 23rd annual female production sale coming up Saturday, September the 19th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 150 registered Angus lots, about 215 head on offer. For more information, or if you'd like to download the catalog, you can go online to pollardfarms.com. Sale videos are also available on the website, or you can give the ranch a call at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms' 23rd annual production sale, Saturday, September the 19th in Waucomas.
The grain futures market surged higher today, led by soybeans, following a 327,000 metric ton bean sale to China for the 2020-2021 marketing year. And this is to go along with an already big number of 17.8 million tons this year. And some people say it's possible up to 27 million tons if all of the unknown destinations end up being China. So a lot of sales to China at this point for the soybean market and corn also for that matter. And then we also had some market talk and rumors that there had been up to 15 or 20 U.S. cargo ships being bought today from China for the December through January timeframe. That also helped the soybean market rally. So that was a welcome sight for the bean producers. Corn ended up being about 5 cents higher, which put December at 371 and three quarters. Chicago wheat up 4, Kansas City December up 6.5 at 474.5, and cotton just managed to be about unchanged here at about 66.50. The Dow Jones currently is up about 100. It was almost 300 higher a bit ago. We've given some of that back. The S&P is currently down about 5 points, and then crude oil market is surging today. It's up $1.97 in October at 40.25.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.